the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for music with Dee Reddy and John Cadell. And let's start with Lily Allen, who is playing the Three Arena tonight and tomorrow night. But how long will she actually be on stage for? Before we find that out, let's hear a little bit of Just Enough.
Look at my reflection. I feel so drawn, so old. I booked myself a facelift, wondering how long it might hold. I gave you all my powers, how I'm seen through your eyes.
But will it be just enough tonight when she plays from her West End Girl tour? Because my understanding, Dee Reddy, is she will be on stage for just about an hour.
Yeah, so I think what's important here, and which I suspect a lot of people who bought tickets for the gig already know, is that she is performing the album, but almost presenting it in the form of a play, which is quite unique. It's quite clever. She acts out the different scenes in that take place across the album in three acts. And some of the criticism has, yeah, like I get it. I get that that's not a very long amount of time to have an act on stage. But then one of the criticisms was that she doesn't acknowledge the crowd, to which I'm kind of like, you wouldn't go to a Broadway show, or you wouldn't go to a West End show and expect the actors to be ad-libbing with the crowd. I think this is something quite unique that she's doing that is extremely well suited actually to the album itself, and indeed the genesis of the album, which came from her getting a role in a play that inspired a lot of the strife between herself and her former partner.
And there's no band on the stage. It's a backing track she's singing to.
She plays to a backing track. That is true. There is a string section called the Dallas Minor Trio, which fans, again, of the album will recognise as being a nod to the Dallas Major username that she had on some dating apps. But yeah, it's kind of they reimagine some of the classic, her older tunes in a sort of support slot. But then once she takes the stage, she's playing to backing tracks of the album, but she is actually literally acting out scenes on stage. So it's not what you would normally get when you go to an artist performing their album.
Sounds like it's not a concert, but it's a performance, John.
It's a show, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like the album was one of the highlights of 2025, and it was obviously the genesis of the album was all about her marriage breakup and how she felt old and past it and how the husband made her feel. And this show is like obviously an audio visual representation of that. So she's hardly going to come out.
It's like a one woman musical, essentially.
She's not going to come out and sing Riding Through the City on My Bike All Day because the filth took away my license. Like, and songs that she wrote 20 odd years ago that don't mean anything to her anymore. And what's she going to do after she's poured her guts out on stage? Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming and wave.
Dublin! I love you, Dublin? Yeah, that's sort of nonsense.
Olé merchants will be out. No, it's like, as Dee said, It's very much like a, I suppose, like a musical, a kitchen sink drama.
Yeah, to your point, John. I mean, like, how jarring would it be if she suddenly had to do at the start or at the end some, you know, a kind of medley of her old songs? It sort of takes away from the artistic integrity of what she's trying to do,
and also,
which is genuinely unique and very few people will get to experience.
But she has signposted this from the very, very beginning, that the show is an hour long, that there's going to be the support act who are doing interpretations of her old hits. So if you're one of these people who say play the fear, you're not, it's not for you.
Yeah,
it's just not. Yeah. So
Okay, somebody else who's playing tonight and tomorrow night, I think, is Lewis Capaldi, isn't it, in Marley Park?
No, he was there last week.
Oh, it was last week,
yeah, that's
was
where
it?
The ructions came from, you see.
Ah, explain all the ructions to
well,
me,
well,
there you?
Weren't ructions, really. So he had merch for sale at his gigs with all of his tour dates on them, and oops, he included the Electric Picnic Friday night as one of the dates, and he hadn't been announced for Electric Picnic Friday night. So then Festival Republic on Thursday went... yeah, he is actually the headliner for the Friday night. So everyone copped on before the official announcement.
Does it actually matter?
No.
Given that everyone, all the tickets for Electric Picnic were sold out already.
No, it doesn't. But I think what people were doing was they were waiting to see who the sixth headliner would be. Because there's always two headliners each night. And there was only five announced. So everyone was going, who's going to be the sixth headliner? And then they found out it was going to be Lewis Capaldi.
Okay.
Before it was announced.
Okay, so he played two nights last week. He's due on Thomond Park in Limerick this Friday.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then back again for Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, you sound that. There's a bit of tone in your voice there.
No. I mean, CMAT's done the same. You know, she's played countless gigs over the last few months and she's headlining for Electric Picnic. So, you know, if there's people that want to see them, four times in a year, go for it.
See, Matt, I would watch four times in a year, I have to say.
Yeah. John wouldn't.
Well, that's okay. Agree to disagree.
And we have a little bit of Lewis Capaldi, someone you love, from live at Glastonbury last year.
Now I need somebody to know, somebody to hear, somebody to have, just to know how it feels. It's easy to say, but it's never the same. I guess I kind of like the way you helped me escape. But now the day breaks into nightfall, and you're not here to get me through it all. Well, let my guard down, and then you pulled the rug. I was getting kind of... I tend to close my eyes when it hurts all the time. As you can, but now.
When is he going to release a summer banger? When is he going to release a song that isn't a mid-tempo or slow? Because he's gas. Everybody loves Lewis Capaldi. But for the love of God, give us something that we can dance to.
Yeah, because you're famous for hitting the dance floor, John Cadell.
No, I mean we as in like a collective, a festival-going crowd. Give us something with beats.
Yeah, but the crowd there is singing along in unison. Yeah, they love it.
But they love him. And he's gas on stage and he's gas off stage. But he's so sad in his songs. His songwriting is so sad.
But like, I mean, there's plenty of artists that you could say that about.
Maybe, yeah. But like, give us a banger, Louis.
Take That had plenty of bangers, hadn't they? They're playing in the Viva this Saturday evening. I suspect that's going to be full, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I remember going to see Take That, or was it Robbie Williams? No, I saw Take That in the Three Arena a couple of years ago.
I saw Robbie Williams in the Aviva, and he was brilliant.
Super. But Take That, there's always strong showing for their shows. And usually a lot of very excited women in the crowd. It's brilliant.
But this,
great crack.
This is an interesting development. Is this the first time a band has repeated a tour? Like, they did the Circus back in 2009 when I think the album came out, and they've revisited, and this is like, we're redoing the Circus tour. Like,
I'm sure the Eagles must have at some point.
No, but I mean, would you two go and do Zoo TV again? You know, it's interesting. I'm not criticising it. I think it's a very interesting concept. Like, would you two go and do Pop Mart again? Or I'm trying to think of other artists whose concerts have sort of been a presentation.
But I suppose
Lily Allen, she might do.
Well, she could. Oh, hopefully she does.
In 10 years, she might do this
but
show again.
I suppose, is the Circus not a kind of retrospective of their collective career which makes it easier to repeat?
No, because it made sense when Robbie was there.
Mm.
But Robbie was there for this, I think, was it the Progress Tour he was there for? So he wasn't there for the Circus Tour.
Well,
but this, like, presumably there'll be the songs in the set that were released since the last Circus.
But will they be actually putting new music in?
I don't know.
They have a new single out.
A new single coming out
this Friday called Sweet July. So presumably that'll be part of the act on Saturday night.
You'd imagine. But like, you know the way artists do their most successful albums in sequence and all that? You know, like, you know, Love started with Forever Changes and now everybody's done it. You know, you can hear the album in full. Like, maybe people are going to start doing repeat of a tour set in full.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, remember the Joshua Tree tour? And you two played the entire Joshua Tree, but they played loads of other stuff too. Well, you know,
we were at it together.
If they, no, I wasn't at that at all.
No, what am I thinking of?
But maybe you two, I'm just using them as an example because it's the first band that came to mind. They might do, you know, the Unforgettable Fire Tour set list in, you know, 5 years' time. Do you know what I mean?
Or Taylor might do Aerith.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm going to go on tour and it's going to be the same tour sort of setup that it was back then.
Okay.
Matt looks utterly nonplussed.
Right.
He looks utterly disinterested.
No, no. I just want to play a little bit of Take That. Huh? Greatest Day.
Tonight this could be the greatest night of our lives. Let's make a new start. The future is ours to find. Can you see it? Can you see it in my eyes? Can you feel it now? Can you hold?
See, he was so giddy to get that on air that he stopped listening to me. He was like, when can we play the Take That bit? He just stopped.
Mad for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, what were you saying there, John?
Nothing, yeah.
Okay, let's get your picks of the week. Mine might cheer you up, John. What's your pick of the week?
Well, this is more of a... I'm not sure. I have not heard this album, okay? It's a pick of the week, but it's more for the fact of who it is and the fact that... I was wondering, is a Madonna album really still an event? I mean, I saw her crowing away to Graham Norton there the other night. And
oh, did you watch that?
No, I didn't. But like, I watched it. I was flicking. I saw bits of it. It's like Graham was on his best behaviour. Like, but he's best when he's gas.
Irreverent.
And ripping the piss out of her. But he wasn't with Madonna.
She doesn't. Does she have that sense of humour to allow that to happen?
I don't know. So it said Madonna and Graham or something. But it just seemed to be a puff piece for her new album. But anyway, it's called Confessions 2. It's out on Friday. I like what I've heard from it so far. But I think, you know, a Madonna album, a new Madonna album should still be an event.
Of course, she's on the halftime show for the World Cup final. And this idea still is appalling. It's as bad as the water breaks in each half, which effectively has broken the game into four quarters, American football style.
Yeah.
And now Super Bowl style, we're going to have... this halftime performance, I wonder will it backfire on the guests or those who were involved in it?
Because of the level of disinterest.
Yeah, and people actually, I think, will be not just apathetic about it, that they'll be actively hostile. That if you force a World Cup performance, a final on, it'll be a bit like dropping an album onto your iPod unwanted.
But it's a bit like we were talking about, was it last week, the kind of bizarre thing of having the songs for when a team scores a goal or an own goal and all this sort of... It's like it's the Americanization of...
Well, everything is not Bon Jovi songs, it seems like. And
nothing wrong with that.
But it's just...
No, but still, it's not the American World Cup. It's the World Cup.
Yeah, but
exactly.
For the...
And football, the World Cup, has its own sort of traditions and its own way of doing things. And it seems...
But in America, the World Series is just from American states. So you have to figure this is what you're doing.
We're getting away from Madonna.
Yes, sorry.
Anyway, Madonna's new album is out on Friday. It's called Confessions 2 and she's back with the producer of the original Confessions on a Dance Floor album, Stuart Price, and it sounds like it too.
It's more than love, yeah. Knowing that I can feel trust when I feel let down, yeah. You tell me I should take it slow. Whenever I doubt you, I have a premonition, and I can see clearly where I should be. You set me free with your love sensation, love sensation, love sensation.
It's a bit Kylie, isn't it?
I was just going to say, I'd say she
well, see, that's the thing. Madonna broke all these boundaries. So Madonna saying that that sounds like Kylie. Kylie wouldn't have been Kylie without Madonna.
Well, no, that's not quite fair. When it Kylie is fair. Started doing that very disco-infused
She started in the Locomotion.
When she started doing a complete about turn and did disco-infused dance music back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Is the audio a bit compressed by the sound of her voice, isn't it?
I don't know, nerd.
No, I thought you'd be able to explain to me, because that's the type I was going to ask if that would be the correct term to use. But you know, she is disappeared a bit up her, because she said things like, in the quotes, this, when Stuart Price and I first started working on this record, this was our manifesto. Mm. We must dance, celebrate,
and pray
with our bodies. Yeah. To rave is an art. It's about pushing your limits and connecting to a community of like-minded people. Oh, please.
Maybe she asked AI to write it.
Yeah, there's a touch of that.
Look,
she's
Madonna. She can do or say whatever she wants.
You can tell she must have been no crack with Graham Norton. But then again, we didn't see it. Maybe people can tell us.
But
that
the
they
bits
were
I saw, there was she was a bit of a crack vac. But sure, look,
right, a bit of a what?
Crack vac, crack vacuum.
Oh right, yeah. Okay, Grant. What's your pick of the week, T?
It is from. It's a new album actually from the Paris-born, LA-based indie pop duo Juliet Davis and Joaquin Pollock, who are called Pearl and the Oysters. So the album's called Monkey Mind, and the single that we're playing is Wide Awake.
Sounds like the theme to an 80s sitcom starring Nigel Havers.
The song I was originally going to use was the title track, Monkey Mind, which gives you a bit more of an insight into it. It's all very kind of like, kind of pointing to the sort of 60s dream pop, but with more of an electronic bent.
Okay, The wedding of the weekend, well, apparently Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce apparently getting married in New York, Madison Square Garden. And I suppose if Dua Lipa could have Elton John for her wedding, then I suppose why can't Taylor Swift have Stevie Nicks for hers?
Sort of Lindsay Buckingham.
Well, I don't know if having the pair
that
of them
be a good
at the wedding would be the most auspicious match, you know? It's a funny one because Stevie Nicks' back catalogue of songs aren't, you know, they're the kind of stuff that if someone gave it to me as their first dance at a wedding I was DJing, I'd maybe
stop dragging my heart around.
I'd maybe caution them to take a look at the lyrics before they made their final decision. But that being said, if I had the opportunity to have Stevie Nicks play at any event, never mind a wedding, I'd certainly be booking her.
Booking her. Booking him.
Oh, there you go.
That's a bit lame now, John, in fairness. All right, look, we will leave it there in that case. So thank you so much, John Cadell and Dee Reddy, for being with us.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.